seem fun and info. Benfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
Is lack of iodine keeping you unwell? Dr. Holly's out training physicians today. We have Radio MD's own exercise physiologist, radio personality Melanie Cole. Melody, thanks for joining us today. Did you realize how severe this lack of iodine problem is?
Well, you don't think so because you think that we have enough salt. And everything says iodized salt. So you think, and you hear you getting too much in this country. So people get afraid to use table salt. And so, no, it's something that I think that I didn't know and a lot of people don't really know about.
Well, I want to stick with the theme, and this is this iodine unwell thing, but I need to tangent a little bit. We need to talk about table salt. When we look at white table salt, it's unnatural. It's a mined product. It is not what comes from the ocean. And they fortify that with iodine in order to make it a little bit safer. But I view white table salt as unopposed sodium, which is dangerous. It causes high blood pressure. It causes problems to the kidneys. It bloats you. It does things over time that can really damage you. But when you're getting a gray or a colored sea salt that's high in iodine, it's actually very beneficial with you. And when you look at the French paradox, why they live longer, despite the fact they smoke more and drink more, it is their mineral content. There's no doubt. And part of that is iodine. And in a recent study, we looked at the table salts in America, that even though they're fortified with iodine, they still aren't meeting even close the need of iodine for the average member of the public. Did you see that study, Melanie?
I didn't.
Yeah, it says that you need to use sea salt. That's what the study says. It says, look, the stuff in the packets, the white stuff that's on the tables, it's not safe. It isn't. It's like white sugar. White sugar in a packet's not safe. The raw sugar for a non-diabetic who doesn't have weight problems or sugar issues, that's safe for them. The raw brown sugar. Salt, you need to view the same way. The sea salt that's the gray or the pinks or those colors that are loaded with minerals, those are a lot safer. And when we look at how our government's viewed this, I think the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, who looks at a lot of nutrition, they kind of came out with these statements about vitamins in general. Vitamin supplements do little to improve health. They may shorten life expectancy. Fewer than 10% of the American population is nutritionally deficient. On and on. 31% of folks, non-Hispanics, may have vitamin D deficiency. I don't know what studies they're reading or how they're measuring. I know they took blood and urine, which is not accurate ways to measure minerals. Melanie, you measure minerals and vitamins with white cell analysis and biopsy, but they're missing the point and they're missing the opportunity for prevention here. And it's got me really nervous, especially when looking at iodine.
Well, and because iodine is crucial for brain development in our children, are we putting them at risk too, Dr. Weiss?
Yeah, and our kids are getting hammered with it. And I actually, one of the things that some of the latest ADHD doctors are putting kids on is iodine. It's very interesting because you think about what's the drugs for ADHD? They're stimulants. We give them speed. We give them Ritalin. We give them amphetamine salts. We give them all of those, the Adderalls. And these docs are saying, look, that's true, that their energy is underproducing. That's what's going on with these kids. Their energy is low and they're hyperacting out. But why don't we fix the thyroid rather than giving them stimulants and speed that's going to cause further malabsorption? And I am seeing kids turn their ADHD around. And they're using 12.5 to 25 milligrams, not micrograms, milligrams of iodine safely every day. And you're seeing this on and on. But Melanie, the real concern for me here is breast cancer. Very, very big concern.
Well, all the women I know, because the statistics are so high, it's 1 in 7 women now will get it in their lifetime. I think it's even headed, upward from there. What about women? And I know so many women, Dr. Weiss, with thyroid issues these days.
Yeah, and here's basically what happens. Low iodine, low thyroid allows estrogen to store. So you see these women, they would come into my office and they're overweight in all the wrong places and they're very uncomfortable and they're hot and all that. And then they're having hot flashes. So they're like, how am I estrogen dominant? But I'm having hot flashes. That means that I don't have enough estrogen. And what do, Melanie? We give them estrogen. We give them even more estrogen just to cool them off. And it does cool them off. But the problem is the low thyroid and the iodine. When you give them the iodine and you fix their thyroids, what happens? Their estrogen then releases into the bloodstream and keeps them cool. And we get it backwards, Melanie. What we're doing is, and the doctors aren't helping here, because what the doctors are doing is they're just giving more hormone rather than saying, let's fix their thyroid and give them iodine and allow their own estrogen to keep them cool. Where you always, rule number one with the endocrine system, always fix the thyroid first. And this iodine deficiency is staring us in the face. I have women coming into my office that actually say they're allergic to iodine. How could you be allergic to iodine? It's in your thyroid.
So then what do we do about it, Dr. Weiss? Because I know in Japan, they get, you know, much higher consumption of iodine. And they don't have so many of the harmful effects. What are we supposed to do here?
Well, number one, we're going to go back to that salt right now because we want to start to get salt in. And especially for those women and men who've been told you're allergic, you start by taking a quarter teaspoon of a good sea salt and you put it in water and you drink it every day. By the way, that helps you make digestive enzymes as well because the chloride from the good salt can now be used to make HCl for your stomach. It's one of the things we do to get digestive motors going again. So you do that and you slowly build it. Then you go to a Lugol's or a 2% iodine and you just put a drop on your skin and you have a Benadryl nearby and you see what you do if you wheeze or if you have a problem. And then you do one drop on your arm every day and you slowly build that up until you can tolerate like 10, 15 drops rubbed in every day. And then you'll see you're not allergic to iodine. It's only what happens with nutritional deficiencies, Melanie, is that when you're very, very deficient, sometimes when you take some, you'll have a bad reaction. It's like a car without gas. You give it a little gas that's been empty and it revs for a while and then it goes back down to normal. Our bodies like to do that too. The B12 shot, oh my God, I was wired all night. Well, you're very deficient. As soon as you got a little, you burned it. Iodine will do the same thing, but it can throw a deadly allergic reaction at you if you start to build it up too fast. So when you can do a quarter teaspoon to tablespoon in water every morning for 5, 6, 7, 8 days, and you don't do any symptoms, then you start with a liquid right on the skin. You just put a drop in there and see how you're doing, and you build it. And this is the key to fixing your estrogen dominance. And women, my God, we're not giving you a chance to lose weight.
Is there a Is there a place you recommend putting the iodine on the skin?
Yeah, inside your arm is good because our inside of our arms, in case it gets red or it can even develop a welt if it's a bad allergy to it, then it's not so noticeable. It's also a place that you can look at readily. So the inside of your forearm works nicely. That's a great question.
Well, I mean, because, you know, we have to know where to get it. Is there a certain type that you prefer? Do we just buy it at Whole Foods?
What you want to do is look for 2% iodine. And there's a lot of different ones out there. There's Icelandic moss. There's these different, there's kelp extracts and they're liquids. But most of those are going to come far short of what you need. You'll want a 2% iodine. The physicians will sell something called TriQuench made from, I can't remember the name of the company offhand. But there's also just regular Lugol's, L-U-G-O-L-L-S. And you'll start to, you'll use that, and it's that Lugol's 2%, and then you know what you're getting every time. And that's the one that I like, is the Lugol's.
So iodine deficiency, big problem, especially for women. It's vital to breast health in older women. You know, and low intake can be correlated to an increased risk of breast cancer. Ladies, you need to hear this, and even fibrocystic breast disease. Dr. Decker recommends putting a drop of iodine on the inside of your arm, but starting your body to get used to it with a little sea salt in water just to make sure your body can handle it. You're listening to It It's Your Health and It Ain't Rocket Science. I'm Melanie Cole with Dr. Decker Weiss. Stay well.